I would have.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. There is more to life than just getting by, barely making it, or hanging in there. In a psalm familiar to both the synagogue and the sanctuary, David writes about the Lord his shepherd. In Psalm 23, he describes a life of still waters, green pastures, and tables spread before one's enemies. He writes in the fifth verse, "My cup runneth over." The Hebrew word translated as runneth means abundance of moisture that satisfies or saturates a person overflowing. The same word is translated as wealthy in Psalm 66, verse 12. David writes that God brought him and the people into a wealthy place. After a season of flooding and refining fires, God brought them to a place of blessing, an abundance of overflowing. In the 23rd Psalm, the psalmist is living in this overflow, the same as the psalmist is in the overflow in Psalm 66. It is a place of sufficiency and satisfaction, saturated by abundance, a wealthy place. This is a life that is more than trying to make it from day to day. It is more than just handling my business. This does not mean that everything is good all the time. Psalm 23 speaks of a shepherd who leads us to overflowing cups and sits us at the same table across from an opponent. Psalm 66 shows David and the people of God getting to the place of abundance after their enemies have had their day. So we may be led to live in the overflow by a kind shepherd, or brought to the overflow after many challenges. In any case, there are resources available: restoration for the soul and deep valley treks. There's also assurance in the overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow. That is divine interaction and intervention into your personal human events. It is perceiving God's presence everywhere, every day, even outside the holy hush of the sanctuary and into the classroom, the boardroom, the bedroom, the living room, the courtroom, and the physician's waiting room. Either way, overflow dwelling is a lot better than just getting by. It is living in the place where the shepherd leads and Jesus provides. Our cups can overflow as we live the abundant life that Jesus promised in John 10:10. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let's pray. Good Shepherd, thank you for the fellowship of believers around the world. Thank you for guiding, providing, and protecting us in Botswana and Baltimore, Los Angeles and Liberia, Detroit and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Cape Town and Connecticut, Massachusetts and Manzini, Laredo and Lusaka, Bloemfontein and Biloxi, Hackensack and Haiti. May our gratitude be expressed with a greater love towards you, each other, and service to the human family. O Lord, our Lord, we seek you, desire and think of you. The rough and worn places of our lives long for the still waters and green pastures of your presence. Restore us to the place of overflowing, blessing, and abundance, making us ready for every purpose. Open our eyes to your presence everywhere. Help us to see you when the waters are still or when the waters are troubled. Help us to see your hand upon our lives when the grass is green or the grass is withered. In Jesus' name, help us to see you across the table of opposition or in the valley of decision. This is your wake-up call. Now go and walk in divine favor.